So this is St. Thomas Aquinas. I'm going to be relying very heavily on St. Thomas in the Summa. And this is a quote right from the Prima Secundae, question 90, article 2. Now, the first principle in practical matters, which are the object of the practical reason, is the last end. And the last end of human life is bliss or happiness, as stated above. Consequently, the law must needs regard principally the relationship to happiness. So St. Thomas is saying here that the purpose of law is found in human happiness. Now, he explains elsewhere in the Summa what constitutes human happiness. Happiness ultimately is found in the beatific vision. It is found in beatitude in heaven. And there's a certain imperfect happiness that we can have on this earth that is momentary and fleeting, where we have happiness on occasion, but it is mixed in with sorrow and other aspects of our earthly temporal existence. But our ultimate end is an enduring and uninterrupted and ceaseless happiness that takes place in heaven. That is our ultimate purpose. The purpose, again, for all law, according to St. Thomas, is to direct a thing towards its end. That's the purpose of law, to direct something towards its end. This, by the way, even includes divine providence in the governance of the universe and all of the laws that we would call natural. Now, natural law is something else. Natural law, quote unquote, is something else that we'll talk about quite a bit in a bit. But when we speak of the laws of nature, in the sense of science, you know, laws of physics, certain constants and so forth in the empirical sciences that are discernible in the universe, we're talking about the way that God governs the universe. Those laws are a constant because God put them into the universe. This is part of our understanding of God's providence. This is part of our understanding of the laws of nature. Who wrote those laws? God. God created nature in such a way and directs it towards its end in such a way that it has these laws. Those familiar with St. Thomas's notion of happiness, as I said, will know exactly what the ultimate end of humanity is, of humans, and that is the beatitude, that ultimate happiness with God himself. So when we talk about law for a rational creature, not just the laws of nature where God governs the universe, but the laws that are dictated for the governance of rational creatures, we're talking about something that guides us to our ultimate end and beatitude. Modernity has given us various errors concerning the law. By way of defect, we might consider the errors of the antinomians, those who think that we need no law, those who are lawless. They absolve Christians from following the moral law. By way of excess, and also by way of a misdirection, we have the legal positivists, who elevate all law to the same level, while equating law with the arbitrary dictate of whoever the ruling class is in power. No matter how contrary such laws are to one another and to the moral law. The proponents of such errors, who plague both the church and civil society, do not much value St. Thomas's definition of law with all four of its constituent notes. And here I'm covering some ground that I've covered before, but I hope to blaze new trails as well in this reconquest. Here is St. Thomas's definition of law. Whenever you think of something being proposed as a law, see if it meets all four parts of this definition. See if all four of what we call St. Thomas's notes here. A note in philosophy is something by which a thing is known. So the more notes you attach to something when you define it, the further you specify it. The definition of law is nothing else than an ordinance of reason for the common good made by him who has care of the community and promulgated. Let me repeat that. Four notes. One, it is nothing else than an ordinance of reason. Two, for the common good. Three, made by him who has care of the community. And four, and promulgated. So if it's not promulgated, it's not a law. If it's not by him who has care in the community, somebody who has authority, in other words, to take care of the community, it's not a law. It's not a law if it's not an ordinance of reason. And it's not a law if it's for the common good.